Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
ABC's Ann Flaherty is joining us this morning from D.C. A new poll shows a lot of distrust of the Supreme Court when it comes to reproductive health cases, Ann.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a new poll that's out from KFF. That's a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, and they do these deep dives into how people feel about health policy. And of course, one of the biggest health policy stories of the year has been abortion rights. So what they found is about 7 in 10 voters, 72% of adult women under 50, don't trust the Supreme Court when it comes to reproductive health issues. They also found that there's an increasing number of female voters that see abortion as they're going to be single issue voters. That's what they want to vote on. They want to vote on abortion rights either way. So we see a growing number of that. So I think the bottom line here is what we're seeing is the abortion rights debate now is really starting to impact how voters see politicians in a big way. And it's doing so in, you know, also looking at this eroded trust for the Supreme Court and really questioning these judges. You know, are they doing what's fair on the side of law, or are they doing what they want to do with when it comes to politics? That's what they're questioning now.
And they also asked people about mifepristone, and turns out most feel the FDA should have final say on whether a medication is safe.
Yeah, and I think we saw overwhelmingly that most Americans want to side with the FDA in deciding what medications to take. And, you know, I do think in covering that, that's a little bit of a different issue because it's not just about abortion rights. So you will see a lot of Republicans who will say, you know, we still want to leave that up to states and voters to decide whether or not abortion rights should be legal in that state. But really, it's an extra step to go to say that the FDA can't decide what medication that women can take. So that's still being decided in the courts. We expect a ruling from the Fifth Circuit on that later this year.
Talk to us a little bit about a separate poll, the ABC News Washington Post survey regarding whether Supreme Court justices base their rulings on the law versus personal opinion.
Yeah, I mean, this is a poll that ABC and Washington Post did, and they really found similar results. They found that people really didn't trust the judges to not necessarily have their politics involved when it comes to abortion rights. You know, and of course, we saw President Trump picking judges to go on the Supreme Court that aligned with those the conservatives. So, you know, again, we found that people were really questioning this and kind of overwhelming support. I believe the number was 75% or 78% just wanted to leave it between a doctor and a woman to make those decisions. Now, of course, I should say that that's not, you know, when you drill down into these states, Alabama, Mississippi, you do see stronger opposition to abortion, right? So it's not evenly across the country. That's what these polls are looking across the country, but that's not necessarily what's happening in states. You see this really, really deep divide throughout the country on this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.